653 at 580 CFRA. Time for health headlines with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
So can I actually start to erase or at least reduce the impact of bad memories? Is that what this new drug can do for people?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as saying erasing memories or even jump on any conclusions from this study. This was a medication that's actually an old medication called Metirapone, which is used to block cortisol production in the body. It blocks the effect of cortisone. And in this case, some of the research seems to indicate that cortisone is important for storing and retrieving information and memory recall. But in this case, it was a very small study. It was published in the Clinical Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, and a small study of 33 men between the ages of 18 and 35. And they were given a narrative slideshow to watch that contained quite graphic images of a young girl visiting her grandparents who gets injured, showing graphic detail of the injury and then the trip to the hospital and the operating room. And in the end, she survives and does well. So it has a good ending to that story. So they watched this. And then 3 days later, they were asked to come back and were given the medication, either a double dose of the medication, so 1,500 milligrams of it, 750 milligrams, and a placebo. So divide into three groups. Each group got these particular doses. And at the time they were given the medication, they were asked to recall the story. And they all were recalling things of what happened and graphic and negative component to it, as well as the neutral components of the story. Then they were asked to come back another 4 days after that, so 4 days after taking the medication. And they found that those men who had taken the double dose of the medication were less able to recall the negative emotional components of the story, can recall the neutral components of it, but not the negatively associated ones, compared to those that took the placebo and the single dose. They were still able to recall the negative aspects of the story. So that's the whole study there, Mark, in for 33 men. Didn't include any women, didn't also test people who were actively engaged in a particular traumatic event. That is, this was a passive experience. They sat and watched something as opposed to directly experiencing the negative trauma that associated with people who
right.
go to war zones. So again, a very artificial situation. So all it is indicating is that with this particular medication, which actually is no longer produced or is available, seemed to reduce the ability of these men to recall negative components to a story, but it didn't erase anybody's memory. We're not dealing with, as these headlines seem to implicate it, as some sort of science fiction type of activity. This is mainly demonstrating that in some ways the negative components of the story were not remembered as well, but not erasing memories at all.
So it's early yet on that one. We're looking ahead to race weekend as well, Barry, and of course people are worried about the weather, as they always are before a marathon. Will it be too humid? And I guess the only advice we can give people is if it is humid and people are feeling like it's really warm, they should just slow down and drink more water.
Well, that's it. I mean, essentially, if it's very hot and humid, the body has only several means of trying to dissipate heat. And its primary way to dissipate heat is by evaporation or sweating. And if you're in a very humid environment where the temperatures are already above 22, 23 degrees Celsius, it's more difficult to dissipate the heat. So you can overheat, you can get dizzy, nauseated. And Mark, as well, you know this very well, that if you start experiencing that, you have to slow down because otherwise you'll overheat and you can collapse. So you just listen to your body, and it's common sense. Drink as much as you can. But if you're still finding that you cannot, that you're getting overheated and you cannot function very well, don't try and push through that. It's one thing to try and push through the pain of running,
right.
But it's another thing altogether if you're starting to feel dizzy and getting hot and sweaty and your heart rate's going up. You got to stop or slow down and walk and let your body recover and then resume the race if you can.
All right, Barry, thank you. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. You too, Mark.
Dr. Barry Dworkin.